9, Bilko and Jade at Zinc 96. Alien encounters, are they happening around North Queensland? Are they happening anywhere around Queensland? Cheryl Gotchell from Strange Encounters Down Under joins us this morning.
Good morning, Cheryl.
Talk all things unexplained. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. There's a couple of graziers in Yungala, which is in the hinterland outside of Mackay. Their names are Judy and Mick Cook, and they've been on the property for the last 18 years. And they've come out and said that over the last 18 years that they have found cattle that are mysteriously killed, and they're finding it strange, so strange, in fact, they said it could only be from aliens. What do you think of that?
I think it's very strange, the whole case. I actually spoke to Mick last night, and he did say they'd lost about 20 cattle over 18 years. They'd seen strange lights in the sky over their property that were off in the distance, but they were descending down to below horizon. They were different colours. He said, look, it's pretty rough country. It's fairly impossible to get up to, you know, where the lights were seen. But in regard to the animals, he said there's, you know, they haven't been predated. There's no signs of anything touching the carcasses. He was telling me on one particular occasion when he found one animal a while ago that he could actually smell chemicals around it. And he said to the point where he could feel the skin on his face was starting to burn or react to that chemical stuff. And I know what that's like because I lived in a cattle station myself for a few years as a kid. Those chemicals are pretty strong that they put the animals through in the dips.
So when you say that, Cheryl, does that preclude anything extraterrestrial? Maybe if you can smell chemicals, there's something terrestrial going on.
Well, yes and no. The thing with Mix, the carcasses that he's found is that there's no signs of tracks around them. They're in strange places, where someone's doing some satanic ritual or something like that,
which is one of the
explanations, right? Which I just sort of blow that out of the water, really, because it doesn't make any sense. You could do that with cats and dogs, which are much easier to get your hands on.
But we wouldn't recommend that either, but yes.
Yeah. Is it secret government agencies doing experiments? Well, why would they do that? Why would they take samples from private properties when they can easily get their hands on other animals?
Exactly.
Predators don't fit. In fact, Mick was saying that the carcasses are laying there and there's been no signs of predators actually attacking the carcass, which they would normally do.
Wow. So the chemicals are keeping them away. So there's something to do with that smell. There's something to do with the irritation that's coming from these carcasses. So they have been interfered with then. There's no doubt about that.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. But what by or who by? We doesn't know.
And if you know Yungala at all, it's, you know, like I said before, it's in the hinterland, so it's up on a mountain, and it's not somewhere that I would say the general public sort of gets to a whole lot. It's a tourist area, certainly, but they're not just wandering around the cattle properties and things like that. So a lot of dairy farming takes place up there, but it's a very unusual story for sure. You know, has there been any alien sightings, any UFO sightings anywhere else in Queensland recently?
No, it's been very quiet. We've had a lot of historical sort of reports, particularly through the lockdowns, because these things are rattling around inside people and, you know, not being resolved. And so they finally get around to ringing and telling us their story. But, you know, in that area, in the Yungala area, there's also been a lot of other cattle mutilations have taken place around Mount Dalrymple. Mick was actually saying that there are other farmers there, other property owners, they're aware of these things that are going on, but they actually don't talk about it. So it is happening in that area. So who knows where else it could be happening in Queensland too, because most of us live along the coast. So
it all happens inland. But see, I remember in the 70s it was very big in the United States. You're hearing about these every second day through newspaper reports. It just seems to be a case that's gone very quiet. And when this story came out a couple of days ago, I thought, wow, it's ramping up again. And that's made me think it's more you know, it could be a bit of sabotage from maybe someone's got a beef against Mick. I hope not, but it probably sounds like a very terrestrial thing, Cheryl.
Well, yeah, I'm still in two minds about that. I can't make up my mind because it's really hard to explain from a terrestrial source.
Yeah, like what's the point of them coming down taking cattle tongues? Doesn't sort of make any sense, does it?
Yeah. And apparently around in the mid-70s, this was going on around Casino and the dairy farm area as well. And there was a vet there who was actually looking at these cases, and he said that, you know, they were the cuts, the incisions around the animals with the ears and around the anus, the jowl, the tongue, the eyes, etc. It was far superior to any human operations that were being done at the time in the mid-70s. And that actual vet has actually been in communication with the people at Yungala as well. I was told he was about 80 now. So he's well aware of what's going on. And I do wonder how many people like that who are, you know, vets who are dealing with animals on properties, how much they really know, but they just don't come out and talk about it.
They need farm cameras. That's what they need, trail cams set up all over the place. They'd get their answer pretty quick, I reckon. Yeah. Anyway, good
on you. Well, you know, this was so prevalent in the US years ago. Again, or back around the 70s, I think it was, the FBI got involved.
Yeah,
and they
produced
a report about it, because at one stage there were 80,000 mutilation cases in Colorado alone. It was huge.
It was, and it seems to have disappeared now. But look, what I would say to people is if they do find something strange, that's why you've got the group Strange Encounters Down Under, to get in touch through your Facebook page, Cheryl. And you always approach people. You keep them anonymous if they wish to remain that way, unlike Mick there in Mackay. But if people do feel they need to speak with you, that's the best way to get in touch, and you do deal with people in a legitimate way.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, confidentiality is important.
Good on you, Cheryl. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll keep an eye on things and see what else comes of it.
Cheryl Gottschall from Strange Encounters Down Under. Seriously, have a look at some of the cases that have been around Queensland in the past few years. I mean, are we seeing a swing back to that again? Is this the start of something?
I don't know. It's just weird. It's just a weird story. It's all over the news at the moment. A very strange story.